From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The NAACP is moving forward with a travel advisory warning people to be careful while in Missouri because of a danger that civil rights won't be respected. Missouri NAACP President Rod Chappell said yesterday that national delegates voted the day before to adopt the advisory, which was put into place at a statewide level in June. Chappell said it's up for ratification by the national board in October. It cites legislation signed by Governor Eric Greitens that will make it more difficult to sue for housing or employment discrimination. The advisory also cites other issues, including a recent attorney general's report that shows Black Missouri drivers last year were 75% more likely to be stopped than whites. Chappell says he hopes recognition from the national organization will boost awareness. A City of Columbia plan to give employees a bonus next year may violate the Missouri Constitution, according to information from the Missouri State Auditor's Office. City Manager Mike Mathis announced last week he plans as part of the 2018 budget to give all city employees a $1,000 bonus, which would cost the local government $1.1 million. But the Columbia Missourian reports those one-time incentive payments may not follow state law and might even mirror a similar issue Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway uncovered during a University of Missouri system audit earlier this year. Only in rare situations are government bonus payments acceptable, like if the bonus is specifically outlined in an employment contract and based on reaching a measurable goal. A key portion of the MKT Nature and Fitness Trail will be closed for 6 months while the city replaces three aging bridges along its path. The Columbia Missourian reports beginning in November, a section of the trail southwest of Stadium Drive will be completely closed in order to replace bridges. The replacements are the beginning of a program to replace all 13 bridges along the trail, says City Park Planning and Development Superintendent Mike Snyder. The project is still in the design phases, and what the bridges will actually look like is unclear. Snyder says they will be built with steel and wood construction similar to the newer bridges. Regular users will have to use an alternative route when the trail is closed. The recommended detour will put trail users on Stadium Drive and Forum Boulevard. Storms that dumped several inches of rain on portions of the Kansas City area turned scary for two people after floodwaters briefly trapped them in the bar they own. As co-owner of Coach's Bar and Grill in Kansas City, Brian Darby says he began sending out goodbye texts to his family when Indian Creek floodwaters crashed through the business's wall early yesterday. The two jumped onto the bar and then onto equipment for safety. Firefighters later rescued them through a roof. Darby says the restaurant is a complete loss. A St. Louis judge declared a mistrial after jurors were unable to agree on a verdict in the case of a man accused of fatally shooting a homeless man 5 years ago. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports St. Louis Circuit Judge James Sullivan ended Willie C. Robertson's trial yesterday on charges of first-degree murder and armed criminal action. It wasn't immediately clear if prosecutors plan to retry 63-year-old Robertson. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.